Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Psalm 4 this evening? Psalm 4. For some weeks now, we've been on the subject of the protection of God. And I want us to continue this evening. How many believe God can protect you?
Yes,
yes He can. And faith in protection comes by hearing God's word about protection. And that's what we've been doing. Psalm 4, verse 8. Psalm 4, 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. Makes me, what does dwell mean? Live. You, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. One translation says, you keep me perfectly safe. And He is able to do that, and it is His will. We read from Timothy, where it talked about in the last days, there'd be perilous times. Well, we're living in the latest days that anybody's ever lived in. And is there any peril around?
Yes, sir.
And danger? Oh, my. I think we have gotten, we're too accustomed to violence. And desensitized, maybe, is the word. And we hear about murder and destruction and violence and terrorism and plague and disease. And it's like, oh, yeah, we heard that yesterday. And yeah, that's bad. And but it's almost expected. But friends, there's a lot of stuff going on right around us. Right? I mean, people are being killed. People are being destroyed. Right up the road and right down the road. This world is a perilous place. It's a dangerous place to live. Even if you think where you live is safe, still, you know, little local places and rural places and out in the country places, they have murders and thefts and terrible stuff too. And you and I don't have scripture to stand and believe that the world's going to become a safe place for everybody. He told us it was going to get perilous. And just exactly what He said has happened and is happening. But for the believer, for the people of God, there is a protector. Can God keep you in the midst of danger? Can He protect you with violence all around? Yes, yes, and glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. So that's what we've been camping on and looking at. And we're talking about, we call this perfect protection. Go to the 91st Psalm. And let's review a little bit and then go further in this wonderful word of protection. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Not secret to us. Secret to the enemy. Shall abide under the shadow. One translation says the shade of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. Now, we've been taking this psalm or song one verse at a time, and we've said in everything in life and in our walk with God, there's God's part of it and there's our part. And we can't do his part, and he's not going to do our part.
Amen.
Hmm? And us doing our part affects him doing his part. Doesn't it?
Yes.
It's always been this way. Now, a lot of people don't like that, and they try to evade that. And there are just millions of Christians that like or think they like what I call no-fault religion. What I mean by that is, no matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what didn't happen, it's not my fault. Everything, people try to say, everything that happens is the will of God. Hmm? Now, you know that millions of people believe that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That everything that happens is the will of God, and they, whether they say it or imply it, they include all the destruction, all the terrible stuff that's happening in the earth. Well, we just don't understand why God did all those things. Oh, well, if he didn't do it, he let it happen. And if he let it happen, he must have had some purpose in it. But the implication is that some way or another, it was God's will, and there wasn't nothing that anybody could have done about it because it was God's will.
Amen.
And basically what they're saying is it's God's will for some folks to be destroyed.
No.
Hmm? I mean, I have heard preachers stand up at funerals over a 10-year-old that's killed in a car wreck and say, well, we just don't understand these things, but God saw fit to take this one to him. And they're basically saying this car wreck was God's will. Aren't they? This destruction was somewhere, we don't understand it, but some way or another, it was his will. And he loved them more than we did, and he just couldn't wait to have them with him, so he took them. And we don't know why. And we don't believe that. We don't believe it's in the Bible. We believe the Bible contradicts that. Did you hear me?
Yes.
No. There are a lot of things that are happening in the earth that's not the will of God.
Yes.
Doesn't please him.
Amen.
Right? In fact, he said this in Ezekiel, I believe. He said, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies.
Amen.
Talking about it from destruction. Without going into it and studying it, I mean, tonight, looking at it, study it for yourself, the Bible tells us that there are things we can do that'll add years to our life. And there are things we can do that'll cut our life short. The psalmist said, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But this psalm ends up by saying, with long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. If this is the will of God, then how could being cut off at age 10? Or 20? Did you hear me? Or 40? Somebody said, keep going. How long is long? Don't get hung up on numbers. What does the rest of it say? With long life, I will. Well, are you satisfied?
No.
Well, then keep on living then.
Yes.
People say, well, now, you just never know when your day is. Because when your number's up, you're up. Some say, well, that's what the Bible said. You know, it's appointed unto man a time to die. And when your time comes, it might be 3:30 on a Thursday afternoon when you're 23. But when your time comes, you're out of here. No, the Bible does not say that.
Amen.
Hmm? It's a misquote.
Yes.
And a misapplication.
Yes.
The Bible says in Hebrews, if people are misquoting that, it said it is appointed unto man once,
yes, once
to die.
Yes.
And after this, the judgment. Like I said, studying Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, other places, you can see that if you'll do the right thing, you will add years. Add. Everybody say add.
Add.
I'm quoting scripture. You'll add years to your life. Do the wrong thing and it will cut you short.
Amen.
Well, if you and I are going to make it from infancy to old and full of years,
yeah,
and satisfied. We're going to require some protection. How many of you could testify with me the fact that you and I are here right now? I'm telling you what, I was a boy and a country boy, and I did whatever I could do. I swung from the trees like Tarzan. I swam with snakes and alligators. I rode motorcycles. I had wrecks. I jumped off cliffs. I got scars here and there. Every summer, I visited the emergency room. And I'm still here, and you're still here, right? Because God protected us. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. And the same God who protected us and got us this far, can He get us the rest of the way? Can He get us the rest of the way? So we finish our life, run our whole race, finish our whole course. If the Lord tarries, is coming long enough until we're old and gray and we get up and we say, now Lord, I'm satisfied. I'm ready to come on. I've done everything that you dealt with me to do. I just feel satisfied and complete in my heart. I'm ready to come on. And then die, like the Bible says, let me die the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. And the Bible talks about Israel calling his sons in before he goes and prophesying over all of them. And then pulling his feet up in the bed and giving up the ghost. You can do it without being crushed in a car wreck. You can do it without tubes coming out from every side. You can do it without disease. Some people say, well, if you never got sick, how would you die? Easy. Easy. The body without the spirit is dead. Your body is just like a hand in a glove. If you pull the hand out of the glove, will you have to shoot the glove to make it quit moving? Or stab it or burn it? Without the hand, there is no life in the glove. And when your spirit leaves your body, you don't have to have anything to kill it. It's dead.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Angels, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204D. That's R1204D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.